From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Nice for me, Amanda, to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our terrestrial program, and we are going to present you some information, news, and Indonesian pop songs. So stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia-Australia to have more advanced and organized relations. Record rainfall brings flooding, but doses fires in Sydney. Passengers of World Dream cruise ship quarantined in Hong Kong allowed to disembark. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison held a meeting at Parliament House in Canberra, Australia on Monday, February 10. As reported by the Cabinet Secretary, President Joko Widodo said that the state visit marks the new era of the relationship between Indonesia and Australia, as well as ratification of the Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IACPA, 2020-2024. In a joint press statement, the Indonesian president remarked that in the next 5 years, the bilateral cooperation between the two countries will be more advanced and organized. President Joko Widodo also hoped that the ratification of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement would bolster economic cooperation between the two countries and provide mutual benefits for all Indonesian and Australian people. The Indonesian government encourages the 100-day implementation of the Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, one of which is through the Australia Business Week, which will be led by Australian Trade Minister in Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is optimistic about the capital city relocation to East Kalimantan, saying that it will be completed by 2024. It was said by President Joko Widodo at Mount Ainslie in Canberra, Australia on Sunday, February 9, who was accompanied by Chief Executive of the National Capital Authority of Canberra, Sally Bowness. Escorted by Antara, the president elaborated that the Indonesian government conducted a city design competition a year ago. A study was also started 5 years ago. He explained that the government has to wait for the approval of the law before it can conduct the land clearing and start the basic infrastructure development. Canberra is a new city specially designed as the capital of Australia. It was established in 1913, 2 years after the establishment of the Australian Capital Territory, ACT. As the seat of the Government of Australia, Canberra is home to many important institutions of the federal government. It also hosts the majority of foreign embassies in Australia, including the Indonesian embassy. The Australian city of Sydney has been hit by its heaviest rain in 30 years, bringing flooding and travel chaos and forcing thousands from their homes. The state weather agency warned of potentially life-threatening flash floods across New South Wales, Australia's most populous state. About 100,000 homes have also been left without power, but the rains have put out two of the biggest bushfires which have torn through New South Wales in past months. The massive rainfall has also replenished water supplies in the region, which has been battling years of drought. The Warragamba Dam, which supplies most of Sydney's water, is heading toward 70% capacity. It was quoted by Water NSW, the state's water management authority. Several people have been injured, including four who were inside a car, which was crushed by a falling tree in the city center on Sunday afternoon. On Monday morning, emergency services were searching for one man believed to have been swept off a bridge in his car. Rail and ferry services in Sydney were also disrupted on Monday morning, with several platforms of one of Sydney's main stations, Central, left underwater. Dozens of schools have been closed. As many as 3,600 passengers and crew of the World Dream cruise ship have been quarantined in Hong Kong amid the fear of the coronavirus outbreak carried by passengers from the previous trip since Wednesday, February 5. Meanwhile, one more cruise ship is still quarantined in Japan because some suspected coronavirus cases were found on the ship. The World Dream cruise ship has been quarantined since Wednesday after three of its passengers from the former trip were infected by the coronavirus. Head of the Port's Health Office, Leng Yu Hong, escorted by BBC News on Sunday, February 9, said that the decision to allow the disembarkation of the passengers was taken after 1,800 passengers tested negative for the coronavirus. Therefore, all passengers were allowed to disembark and they did not need to self-quarantine after disembarking from the ship. Charlotte Chan, one of the passengers of the cruise ship, said that she is happy because she could disembark from the ship.
Finally, get on the ground. Very bored on the ship, really. Yeah, because actually most of the facilities are closed, so most of the time we need to just stay at our room.
Meanwhile, another passenger, Hinsley Lee, is also happy with the disembarkation. Hinsley said that as soon as she gets home, she would take a rest and start working on the following day. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. The number of people killed by the new coronavirus rose by 97 on Sunday, February 9, the highest number of casualties in a day. The total number of deaths in China is now 908, but the number of newly infected people per day has stabilized. Across China, 40,171 people are infected, while 187,518 are under medical observation. The World Health Organization, WHO, has sent a team of experts to Beijing to help investigate the new virus. On Monday, millions of people returned to work after the Lunar New Year break, which was extended from 31 January to curb the spread of the virus. But precautionary measures remain in place, including the staggering of working hours and the selective reopening of workplaces. The WHO on Saturday said the number of new cases in China was stabilizing, but warned it was too early to say if the virus had peaked. On Sunday evening, the organization sent an international mission to help coordinate a response to the outbreak. The Malaysian government has extended its travel ban for Chinese tourists, including from Zhejiang and Jiangsu provinces, following the decision of the Chinese government to isolate several cities in the two provinces in an effort to combat the spread of the novel coronavirus. Deputy Prime Minister Wan Aziza Wan Ismail said the decision followed China's steps to expand isolation from five cities in Zhejiang province and two cities in Jiangsu province. The capital of Hubei province, Wuhan, has been isolated since January 23. Wan Aziza, through a statement on Sunday, said Travel restrictions would be imposed in line with the isolation of the region by the Chinese government. The Prime Minister elaborated that restrictions would apply to all tourists from any country who have visited Hubei, Zhejiang, and Jiangsu. As of Saturday, February 8, Malaysia reported 16 confirmed cases of the coronavirus. Two of them were allowed to return back home after being caught from the virus. The last item, the Foreign Affairs Deputy Minister Mahendra Siregar announced that the government is planning to bring home additional Indonesians who currently reside in China. This evacuation is related to the novel coronavirus crisis in China's province of Wuhan, Minister Mahendra Siregar said on Monday, February 10. He did not elaborate on the exact number of students the government is planning to evacuate from a number of Chinese provinces. This follows Indonesia's first evacuation plan that brought home 245 Indonesian citizens from China's Hubei province in early February. These Indonesians are currently under intense observation in an area at Natuna, which will last roughly 14 days. The number of casualties due to the novel coronavirus outbreak in mainland China has grown exponentially to a total of 811 people as of Sunday, February 9. The death toll due to coronavirus infection has officially surpassed the SARS outbreak back in 2002-2003 that unfortunately claimed the lives of 774 people across the globe. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today's commentary is on the press front guard against hoax. Information has become one of the important needs in people's lives in the era of digital technology as it is today. It can be said information cannot be separated from people's daily lives. People today can easily get information both through conventional media such as newspapers, radio, and television, as well as from social media such as Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp, and others. At present, the amount of information circulating in public is massive and fast. It's hard to imagine how much and what kinds of information circulating in the world in seconds. The fast and extensive development of information technology has apparently been previously predicted by Marshall McLuhan, a Canadian communication scientist, in his book entitled Understanding Media Extension of a Man in 1964, McLuhan presents the concept of global village that illustrates the development of communication technology. He predicts that one day information will be very open and accessible to everyone. According to McLuhan, in the era of global village, there are no longer any clear time or place limits. Information can move from one place to another in a very short time using internet technology. In due course, humans will be very dependent on technology, especially communication and information technology, and that has been proven today. As an illustration, in early 2020, the world was shocked by the spread of a deadly new type of coronavirus. Various information is received by the public both from conventional media and social media. It turns out that much of this information is hoax and misleading news. The question, especially for Indonesia, is how is the role of the national press in counteracting hoax information circulating in public? Chairman of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, on the sidelines of the commemoration of the 2020 National Press Day in Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan, Saturday, said the national press was the front line in fighting hoaxes. The press has the function of providing information, education, entertainment, and being a social control. Compared to social media, which prioritized speed and controversy, conventional or mainstream media should be more reliable because it holds the principle of checks and balances on information before it is reported to the public. So, the information conveyed by conventional media is far more trustworthy than social media. The national press must be able to provide true information to the public, not to spread hoax news. The national press is also expected to correct misinformation in the community. It is time for the public to choose the information that is currently circulating. Like two sides of a coin, information technology has both positive and negative sides. On the plus side, information can quickly circulate without space and time limits. The negative side, the information circulating in the community is not necessarily true. Well, that was commentary today on the press front guard against hoax. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, the next segment is Today in History about historic events on 10th of February. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on February 10, 1931, when New Delhi became the capital of India. The establishment of New Delhi City as the capital of India originated from the initiative of the British colonial government. The New Delhi area was built in 1911 because the British colonial government decided to move the capital from Kolkata to Calcutta. This area was designed by two British architects, Sir Edwin Lutyens and Sir Herbert Baker. The next event was on February 10, 1947, when the Paris Peace Agreement was signed. The Paris Peace Conference resulted in the peace treaty of the countries involved in World War II, which was signed on February 10, 1947. In this conference, allies, especially the United States, Soviet Union, Great Britain, France, and Canada, negotiated peace with Italy, Romania, Hungary, Bulgaria, and Finland. The agreement contains that Italy, Romania, Hungary, Bulgaria, and Finland might continue their responsibility as a sovereign nation and fulfill membership requirements at the United Nations. The last event was on February 10, 2009, when Iridium 33 communications satellites and Cosmos 2251 collided in orbit. A satellite collision struck the United States Iridium 33 communications satellite with a satellite Cosmos 2251 that was no longer in use, belonging to Russia. The collision occurred in the North Siberia on February 10, 2009. At an altitude of 788 kilometers. The collision resulted in more than 500 pieces of satellite shards. The collision caused the worst space fragment since the deliberate destruction of China's old climate monitoring satellites in 2007. Listener, that was Today in History.
Ku tak percaya bahwa cinta datang di pandangan pertama. Karena cinta butuh waktu yang kan biasakan suka berubah menjadi rasa yang tak tergambarkan. Kau lukis senyum di bibirku manis, menghapus semua derita dan tangis. Ku berjanjikan mengejarmu kasih selama ku bisa.
Just listen to a song by Vidi Aldiano entitled Membiasakan Cinta, or Getting Used to Love, and you're still with us in Voice of Indonesia. Next, we are going to give you a program, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on downstreaming six superior products. The Ministry of Research and Technology proposed six products in the downstreaming of superior products to President Joko Widodo. These products range from drones for military needs to canned food and salt. Minister of Research and Technology Bambang Brojonegoro Thursday at the presidential office in Jakarta said that the president would like to focus on several domestic innovation products. All of them were shown to the president during the Research and Technology Coordination meeting last week. The first was drones for military purposes. According to Bambang, the drones will be produced by PT Dirgantara Indonesia Limited and PT Land Industry Limited. This unmanned aircraft will be used to maintain internal security, especially at the border. The second was biofuel. This product will be different from the B20 program because it uses the majority of raw materials from the palm kernel and catalyst. This product can produce gasoline, diesel, and after or aviation fuel. Third, stem cells for the treatment of fractures. This product has been proven to heal human broken bones back to normal, although not in a short time. Fourth, Integrated Industrial Salt, the agency for the assessment and application of technology, will design a production machine that can convert farmer salt into salt for industrial needs. Related to this, Bambang Brojonegoro said there was already a pilot factory in Gresik. The president has ordered that the factory be propagated in other areas, especially those with many salt farmers. The fifth is canned food. Currently, the Indonesian Institute of Sciences is developing technology without chemicals to develop Indonesian special foods in canned form. Bambang Brojonegoro said that so far, the popular canned food produced is only of sardines or corned beef types, containing only fish or meat. He said he urged small and medium enterprises to develop local food in cans. The sixth is flat ship. The ship can later be used by fishermen at affordable prices. The shipbuilding process only takes 60 days and has been tested to be used for inter-island transportation in the face of high waves. Well, that was My Indonesia Today on downstreaming six superior products. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Tak ada lagi. Walau kau menghapus, menghempas diriku, mengganti cintaku. Semua tak mampu hilangkan cinta yang telah kau beri. Walau kau berubah, aku kan bertahan di sepanjang waktuku. Biarkan aku mencintaimu dengan caraku.
That was a song by Archie featuring Bricia Jodi titled Dengan Caraku or With My Way. And you're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we are going to introduce you to Indonesian tourism destination in North Sulawesi in our program Indonesian Wonder. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I introduce you Muat Lake in North Sulawesi. North Sulawesi has three lakes which become major tourism destinations. One of them is Muat Lake, which is located in East Bulang, Mongondo Regency. It is a volcanic lake which is in natural preservation area of Mount Ambang at altitude 1,100 meters above the sea level. To get to the lake, you can go from Manado through Trans Sulawesi to Gorontalo until arriving at Kota Mbua, Gusii City. The trip from Manado to Kota Mubagu City takes around 3 to 4 hours by car. There is no public transportation, so it is better for you to rent a car from Manado. The name of the lake from Mongondo language is Mo'oat, which means land that appears on the middle of water. When you are at Mo'oat Lake, you will be welcomed by fresh air with beautiful panorama, and it spoils your eyes and makes you be amazed of the beauty of Mo'oat Lake. The clear water of the lake, which is combined with natural scenery at surrounding the lake, will make you relaxed. You can catch fresh fish here, such as golden fish. The lake is also the habitat for Sidat Sogili fish, which is a rare fish. There is a small island on the middle of the lake which can be reached by rental boat. To enjoy the view of the lake can be from stage's house and hut at surrounding the lake. If you love wild atmosphere, you can set a tent at the edge of the lake. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Mo'oat Lake in North Sulawesi Province. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Semua menjadi nyata. Oh, oh. semua ini terlewati.
That was one song entitled Arti Ucap More, The Meaning of Your Words by Adera. And you're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, let's listen to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia about Indonesian language lesson on the radio. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Fasilitas Hotel or Hotel Facility. Listen to this conversation about hotel facility or Fasilitas Hotel. Kevin asked the receptionist about the hotel facility.
Selamat siang. Apa saja fasilitas yang tersedia di hotel ini?
Selamat siang, Pak. Di hotel kami ada kolam renang, fasilitas olahraga, dan restoran.
Terima kasih.
Sama-sama, Pak.
Now I'm going to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Selamat siang, which means good afternoon. Apa saja fasilitas yang tersedia di hotel ini? Apa saja fasilitas yang tersedia di hotel ini? Which means, what kind of facilities are available at this hotel? Di hotel kami ada kolam renang, fasilitas olahraga, dan restoran. Di hotel kami ada kolam renang, fasilitas olahraga, dan restoran. Which means, we have swimming pool, sport facility, and restaurant. Terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means, thank you. Sama-sama. Sama-sama, which means, you're welcome. Ada, which means, there is or there are. In the conversation, Kevin asks about the hotel facilities. He says, apa saja fasilitas yang tersedia di hotel ini? In English, what kind of facilities are available at this hotel? If you want to ask about facility of hotel, you can use the word apa, in English, what. But if you want to ask more than one facility, you can say apa saja. Let's listen to the next conversation. Apa menu favorit di restoran ini? Which means, what is the favorite dish in this restaurant? Ayam bakar. Ayam bakar, which means grilled chicken. Apa saja menu favorit di restoran ini? Which means, what kind of favorite dishes are available in this restaurant? Ayam bakar, ikan bakar, dan iga bakar. Ayam bakar, ikan bakar, dan iga bakar, which means grilled chicken, grilled fish, and grilled ribs. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat siang. Apa saja fasilitas yang tersedia di hotel ini?
Selamat siang, Pak. Di hotel kami ada kolam renang, fasilitas olahraga, dan restoran.
Terima kasih.
Sama-sama, Pak.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Satu yang kau rasa sedikit berbeda dari yang biasa. Menjadi satu tanda tanya, apa yang sedang terjadi kini?
katakan ini benar nyata.
You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. The next song is Benar Nyata, and it was sung by Nino featuring Nagita. Listener, for the next segment, we are going to feature Indonesian keroncong song in our program Music Corner. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we are going to present you a keroncong song entitled Samudra Indonesia. Indonesia is an archipelagic country which stretches along the equator line. Blue ocean and waves crash on the beach. Its beauty fascinates anyone who visits Indonesia. The wind blows, giving cool air and comfort. The song Samudra Indonesia also tells the story about the beauty of the beaches, which are the pride of Indonesian people. Listener, let's listen to the song entitled Samudra Indonesia by Henny Puriandari. Enjoy the song.
Oh, lalu bertiup di seputar pantai indah sejuk dan nyaman. Semua bangsa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you so much for those who have been joining our broadcast. Don't forget to give us your feedback and comment to our email address voi@voinews.id, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter @voiindonesia. I'm Amanda. Thank you so much and have a great day.